بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يسأل الرجل فيما ضرب امرأته. رواه أبو داود وغيره. Still with regard to this hadith, which we did not translate, and we explained that we need a lot of background information and understanding before we can understand the proper hadith in its correct context. And of course, as we had explained, we are today, unfortunately, we are Muslims by name, but our whole lifestyle is a Western lifestyle, an alien lifestyle. The bringing up of our children, education of the children in schools, universities, colleges, colleges, universities, etc., and then influenced by the TV, by the cell phone, so our minds, our way of thinking is also unfortunately in a Western line. Even if it is with regard to the pandemic, we are more influenced by all the protocols, etc., and what the Quran Sharif teaches, what Hadith Sharif teaches, that unfortunately is not in the forefront of our mind. It is somewhere in the back and we don't pay attention to that. So looking at it from a Western point of view and trying to understand the Islamic teachings, the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is very difficult to understand. It cannot be reconciled in that way. An easy way to understand that is what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said: if you want to see something in the skies, you can't use a microscope. And then you want to see something which is very far away. And when you want to see something which is near and fine in its details, you can't use a telescope there. You have to use the right instrument. So we want to understand Islamic Sharia. We understand Hadith, looking at from a Western point of view. From a dunya's point of view, we'll never get the proper understanding. To understand Hadith, we have to look at it with the eyes of Iman and with a Sharia point of view. Anyway, as we had explained, in the West, living a Western way of life, today very, very sadly, drugs have become so common amongst us. And drug addiction, and the consequences of it, when a person becomes violent, whether it is with his wife, with his mother, his father, or anything else, that is not an Islamic setup. Islamic setup is not one where you will have drugs, alcohol abuse, and all the other evils, womanizing, gambling, etc. All those evils is not in an Islamic environment. That is all that has come with the baggage of following the non-Muslim lifestyle, and which we still call ourselves Muslims, but we are living the lives of the non-Muslims. So in that case, this hadith, etc., we will not be able to understand it. On the other hand, if our children are brought up properly Islamically, and that also, like for our girls, not that they become alimas, in that case, not that is not sufficient. Becoming alimas, and then they do no housework. They don't realize they are first and foremost women. They are daughters, and when they get married, they are wives. And the responsibility of serving the husband in an Islamic environment, that is the main thing. But they also have become career women, and they are not in the house. And they are more interested in their kitabs and in teaching. And they are traveling from place to place without mihram, though it is within the limits of Sharia. But that is not the expectation of a Muslim woman. When they bear children, they are supposed to be mothers, not career women. So unfortunately, in the name of deen and name of alimas, they also don't serve their families. And that values of Islam, they will teach all that, but those values are not within them. Even for the ulama, to become an alim is not a profession to earn money. It is to serve deen. And that is what is required. So anyway, if it is an Islamic environment and a girl has been brought up like that, as a proper girl, she will have that honor and self-respect in her. And in any case, even then, there will be ups and downs in the marriage. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could be a greater man? But there was the occasion when he also became upset with all his wives. And he stayed for some time in the masjid. He separated himself from them. So that will happen. And then how to sort that out, then we can understand these ahadith. So a woman who is like that, who has those qualities of self-respect, honor, and she, her dignity is in its place. When some of the disputes like that come within the home, the husband and wife will sit down and discuss it amongst themselves. And they will sort it out without anyone else knowing about it. Even in the home, if there are children, even the children won't know about it on their own. They won't be abusive to one another or pass remarks and insult one another even in front of the children. But just amongst themselves, they will sort it out. If that does not help, then the husband will separate himself from the wife just in the house. Like, for example, he doesn't sleep with her in the same bed. And that will be more than enough for her to take a lesson. That she, as a Muslim woman, I have to please my husband. My husband has become displeased. That will be enough to correct her, whatever wrong she has been doing. Whether she is not performing salah properly, or she is not observing hijab, or she is speaking to people whom she shouldn't be speaking to, whatever it might be. She will say, she will think, my husband is upset with me, he's not sleeping with me, or then the husband sleeps in a separate room, just in the house, that will be sorted out. If that also does not help, then this hadith will be able to be understood that a man, this hadith, the translation is that a man will not be questioned with regard to him hitting his wife. This, now if we look at it from a Western point of view, then it will mean all the woman bashing and the abuse, physical abuse. This does not refer to that. This refers to that woman of dignity and honor. Just a light tap with the fingers will be more than enough for her. That how come my husband has become so upset that he just gave me this little tap on my hands also, not touching the face, not hitting on the face at all, or as it comes just with a miswak, he just taps her with a miswak. That little bit, just that little tap will be more than enough for her. And for that he will not be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. It does not refer at all what we have in the courts on a daily basis of men physically abusing their woman and breaking their bones and making scars on their body and hitting them in such a way that their blood flows from their body, marks are formed on the body. This hadith does not refer to that at all. It means just that light tap. If that also does not help, then the next step is now they will get arbitrators from the husband's side and the wife's side. Now, unfortunately, this matter has to go out in the public, but still a private matter. Not this matter of going to counselors and going for arbitration and making it a big public show. It will be just done privately within the house or in one's own house, or we will go to the people who are concerned, and preferably family people, not even involving ulama at that stage. Just the family people sit down and sort this out. Family people who are really family people and who have got our welfare at heart. Not that they are happy we got problems and they add fuel to the fire. Not such people, but people who come and want to sort out the matter. If that also still does not help, then we will involve the ulama and ask them to try and arbitrate and try and give advice in this matter. So in an Islamic way, this thing will be sorted out in the bud. It will happen. Ups and downs between husband and wife, little bit of misunderstanding will happen in every home. But we are taught how to sort it out. So in that context, this hadith is, in that case where husband hits his wife, the word hits comes. But now we look at it from a point of what the hitting of wives is in the world. How men are hitting their wives. This doesn't refer to that. It refers to, as explained by the fuqaha and by the shura of hadith, just a light tap with the fingers on her hands, on her back little bit, or just with a miswak, a little tap. That is all what it means. And when that woman was brought up in an Islamic environment, Islamic ethos, values are in her, she won't be able to even take that my husband, I may upset him. She will know the value of the husband. The pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure and happiness of the husband. It comes in the hadith that wife who spends her night and the husband is upset with her, the angels curse her the whole night. So she will realize that. It comes in the hadith that if I ordered anyone to make sajda to anyone, which is not permissible, but had it been permissible, I should have ordered the wife to make sajda to the husband. When the woman has that value, the Islamic values, then we can understand that this little bit of hiding, it will mean very, very much to her. And that she will correct herself immediately. So it's very important to understand all matters in the correct perspective. Not to try and see in the dark and say, I can't see anything. There is no light. Bring the Islamic light there. And now you will be able to see everything properly. May Allah give us guidance and understanding to understand the hadith also and in the correct context. Also worthy of mention at this point, which a very wrong accusation is made against Islam and against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she was just a little girl. That is also looking at it completely from a Western point of view, then this objections come. But if we see it properly, the environment of that time and the Islamic teachings, then we will find there is nothing wrong whatsoever. But it was a great honor that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and consummated the marriage when she was still a little girl. There is absolutely nothing wrong. And in the explanation of all this, no alim should ever become apologetic also and try and accommodate Western thoughts and Western way of thinking. We have our superior, unique and only way, the way of Islam, and everything has to be understood correctly in that context. We don't have to try and accommodate Western concepts and try and please them and become apologetic and suffer from an inferiority complex with regard to these matters. Allah has given us the most greatest and the most superior, and we must understand it correctly. May Allah guide us all to righteousness and understand our deen properly, and that will come when we will practice upon deen. And one very simple way to get all this is to read Durood Sharif excessively. We cannot understand, but Durood Sharif, Salawat al-Nabi, will give us great, great benefits of understanding deen, love of deen, hatred of all kufr ways, and all the ways of shaitan. The hatred of that will come into us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.